Maybe a couple of thunderstorms as well. 53 the low Thursday night, 59 the high on Friday. Then on Saturday, I've got the rain chances at 20% at best, with partly sunny skies and a high temperature of 57, so pretty good for outdoor activities. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A family in Demopolis is in mourning after a 9-year-old girl took her own life. They say she was bullied and that it was racially motivated. Her mother says a group of her classmates taunted her with racist comments. A man has been charged with murder in connection with the shooting that led to a teen's hit-and-run death earlier this month in Montgomery. 19-year-old Terrence Webster is charged with reckless murder. He is now being held on $150,000 bond. And former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke at the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting Tuesday. He says he is not thinking about running for an elected position at this time. He also joked about the controversy surrounding his time working in the Trump administration. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
This special time of year, we should all take a moment and count our blessings. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we understand it's you, our loyal customers, who have helped make us so successful over the years. To the Mr. Electric team, the safety of your home and family are more than just a job. It's a passion we share. Our dedication to providing quality workmanship and total customer satisfaction is always a priority. From everyone at Mr. Electric, we'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks for your business over the past year and wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season. And remember, when you have an electrical problem, don't take chances. Give us a call and
we'll do it right. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
It's the holiday season, and there's no reason to get your tinsel in a tangle. I'm Dick Brubaker with Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we're helping you celebrate the holidays with the 2018 Big Finish event. Right now, you can save $15,000 off all new 2018 and 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorns. Bigger and lighter for streamlined performance. The Ram 1500 Bighorn is quiet, comfortable, and technology-packed. And it's a truck, easy to drive anywhere. With $15,000 off, nothing says holiday better better than a new Ram truck in the driveway. The 2018 Big Finish event at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Jingle all the way to the savings bank with $15,000 off all new 2018 and 19 Ram 1500 Bighorns. It's your time to be a jolly, happy soul. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. $7,500 off list price, not MSRP. Based on availability. Offer expires December 31st.
This is Rick Peters, owner and manager of Blue Water Broadcasting, and I want to take a moment to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Deadly attack and a dramatic confrontation with a gunman in the French city of Strasbourg near the German border. At least two people are dead and many more have been injured in the shooting near Strasbourg's famous Christmas market.
An astonishing on-camera argument inside the Oval Office. The president and top Democrats from the House and Senate sparred over funding for a border wall as a December 21st deadline looms for funding the government.
We need border security. The wall is a part of border security. You can't have very good border security without the wall now.
United Express crew is facing questions over their response after a passenger reportedly seized for 2 hours during a flight.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai was in the hot seat on Capitol Hill.
An urgent search continues for the three still trapped in the abandoned Rock House Powelton mine, while a fourth, 43-year-old Eddie Williams, emerged on Monday.
She's accused of being a glamorous and manipulative secret agent. Maria Butina has agreed to cooperate with the Justice Department.
Kathy Lee Gifford has announced that after 11 years of laughter and a wine toast or two in the morning, she'll be stepping away from the Today Show next year.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the $50 gift card from Fresh Market. $50 gift card, Fresh Market. Those two things go together well. And they've got the New York strip on sale for today. And they've got, for $7.99 a pound, that's an outrageous great price, the premium standing rib roast. That is a really, really good deal. Let's go to, oh, by the way, any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Anything you put in there up to a value of $60 from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go to Stan. Stan, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you?
Well, I was thinking maybe we could start this last hour off on a lighter note. Yesterday, you had told the joke between the conversation between Kirby Smart and God. I was wondering if it was so good, could you tell it again?
did you like that, Stan?
I like that. Could you share it with us one more time?
Absolutely. Everybody is familiar with the fake punt that they went for on 4th and 11, and the story of how it happened is Kirby Smart was over on the sideline, and it was 4th and 11, and said, looked up into heaven and said, God, what should I do? And then Kirby Smart hears the voice says, fake the punt. So he fakes the punt, and it goes awry, and they don't make the first down. And Kirby Smart looks up at heaven and says, God, why did you tell me to fake the punt? And God says, hold on. Bear, why did we tell him to fake the punt?
Yeah. That's a classic.
I'm glad you like that, Sam.
Yeah, I like it. You made my day. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. See you anytime, buddy.
Talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. That is a good Alabama joke.
It is.
Bear, why did we tell him to fake the punt? And so it goes. Okay, so we're going to do Major Garrett. Now, this is very insightful on Major Garrett's part here. Like I said, this was on CBSN, which I'm using more of because it's much more conversational. And so this is going to be a stop-and-go segment for us. But let's listen to Major Garrett talking about the Oval Office dust-up.
Chuck Schumer essentially just said what Major Garrett told me earlier when we were talking about this in the wake of their meeting with President Trump in the Oval Office. So let's go back to Major. who's standing by at the White House lawn. So, Major, yeah, basically.
Let me just say this. Flett. I got to say this, okay, because I've done this for a lot of years, all right? Usually what happens is the two negotiators, in this case, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, come into the Oval Office. The president, whomever it is, sits there. There are some opening comments, very polite, very bipartisan, and then we're ushered out. Then they have this conversation. Then they come to the microphones and tell us what happened. Not today. What we saw was the whole conversation, and what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer just came out didn't add one iota to what we watched in the actual Oval Office. They didn't enlarge the conversation at all. Nancy Pelosi said, well, we didn't want to say the president was unfactual. She said that to his face while we were all watching in the Oval Office. So what I'm only trying to convey to the audience is usually there's some gap in time and some mystery of what really went on in the room. Now we know exactly what went on in the room. They showed it all. Every card was laid on the table. And the meeting that happened in private, I think, lasted less time than the one we actually saw play out in public. So one had to exactly mirror the other, because what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer just said afterwards is what they said while it was going on. So what the country learned is what happened in the Oval Office. The president called it transparency. Nancy Pelosi suggested it was devolving, getting out of control. Either way, both sides represented themselves forcefully, directly, and we all got to watch it. So I'm all in favor of that.
So that's a different Major Garrett, isn't it? I mean, he's very conversational.
Yes.
He's sitting there and kind of, instead of this kind of prefab news report, he's actually having a conversation about what happened. And he's absolutely right. It's what I said yesterday. You know, it was happening in front of the world that was there, and it instantly was picked up all over the place. We had no problems finding a video copy of that, did we? And he really nailed it. And that's why I think Trump actually got the upper hand in this thing, if you had eyes to see it that way. Because if you don't like Nancy Pelosi, and there are a whole bunch of people who don't like Nancy Pelosi, and kind of see what she's doing, and you like Trump more than you like Nancy Pelosi, which is kind of the case right now, I think Trump kind of came out with the better side out of that. So Major Garrett's going to stay with this, and it's going to go a little deeper into it. Let's listen in.
Transparency is key. The president even pointing that out. I do think, though, Major, one of the reasons I wanted to get you back to talk to you about this before we wrap this up is at one point Nancy Pelosi saying, well, this is spiraling, and I'm paraphrasing what she said here. She said this is spiraling out of control. But this, as you pointed out, it was so different than what we've seen in the past, where the president of the United States sits with leaders of both parties. They make some small talk for the cameras. They say that they're going to work things out behind closed doors, and then the press is shooed away for the business right. of the people.
Then they go out at hammer and tong, and now we got to see the hammer and tong part.
Yeah,
which that's exactly what happens.
That was
what's the takeaway? Someone's watching and say, well, so what? We got to watch it. Well, first of all, it's great. It's interesting. It's hardly ever been seen before. I've certainly never witnessed it. All right, so it's unique. Is there anything other than its uniqueness that makes it memorable? Yes, because what you saw was legislative fencing, if I can use that pun, and a sense of letting people who have large constituencies, the President of the United States, the Senate Democratic leader, the House Democratic leader, make their political statements face-to-face, forcefully, exchange differences of opinion, and do that for all the public to see. There is benefit derived for all parties in that. And guess what? The country will digest that, and the sum total of a political reaction will begin to be signaled back to this White House, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. I guarantee you, every current Democrat in the Congress is watching this. Every incoming Democrat is watching this. All the Republicans are watching it and gaining all the signals from what's going to happen in the next week or so based on what everyone was able to watch, not just the insiders, not just someone who's in the room who gives some sort of varied or partial version of what happened. We all saw what happened, and the political ramifications will echo from that because everyone got a chance to see exactly the same thing.
And he's spot on. That's why we thought it was good yesterday also, because of that exact thing. You got to see government hashing it out. And I think the American public liked that. I think they like to see, okay, you're not giving me the money for the wall, so I'm not going to sign the legislation. The key to it is he kept saying, I've got the votes. I'll have the votes in a minute. If he's got the votes, then he would put Nancy Pelosi right in a corner. Let me go to J.D. before we finish Major Garrett here.
Good afternoon. How are y'all?
Doing good.
You know what? I watched that last night. Two things really, really stood out to me. And I looked at it and said, you know what? If I didn't know what was going on, what am I watching? And I watched two people constantly do something that several groups around the country have done all year long, which was not hear the other side and shout them down. Not let them speak, but constantly tried to shout Trump down. Chuck Schumer did that a ridiculous amount of time, much more than a grown man should. But the other thing is, when he's trying to hash it out in public, he's like, look, y'all want transparency, let's do it. They keep wanting to go behind closed doors and hide the conversation from the public. What do you really have to hide? I mean, that was just, watching that whole thing last night just really, really put a thorn in my side for, you know, once again for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
How do you think Donald Trump came out of that deal?
You know what? I think he came out more than on top, because here's how I see it playing out. They say, oh, well, he owned and admitted that if the government shuts down, it's going to be his fault. Yeah, but he put the ball in your court. That's what they don't see. He put the ball in their court. That means if they don't follow through with anything on their end, then yeah, it's going to be a government shutdown. He's basically saying, I'm going to do this if you don't do this. You know, it's going to happen.
Right.
That's the bottom line. And if they make that choice, then essentially they're the ones shutting down the government. The people know it.
And I wish Trump would have been a little clearer on that, where he's saying the reason that the government is going to get shut down is because you will not protect Americans. Now, if he would have used that kind of language, it would have been, I think he would have been clear winner. But what happened is you got to see how intransigent the Schumer and Pelosi were, and they weren't going to budge, and they were just doing it for political things, just to be in your face, Donald Trump. And I think the message they got over was that they really didn't care about security for America.
No, they absolutely don't. And once again, I can't remember who said it. The name's on my tongue. But they were already approved for $25 billion. And just because because it's Trump asking for $5 billion, they said that they would rather see Trump be unsuccessful over the security or over the well-being of the people in our country.
Exactly right. And we're going to get that with the Border Council president is going to be talking about that when we get to his stuff.
All right, well, hey, great job, you guys. Always enjoy the show.
Thank you, J.D. Appreciate the telephone call and appreciate the comments. Newstar 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This really is a different Major Garrett when he's not doing a prepared script and he's just answering the question. The honesty and the he's not thinking carefully about what words, he's just using what's coming to his mind. I think he gets very selective in the way he does a report. I think he uses certain words intentionally. We normally point them out to you.
I think he knows what his news director wants.
Yeah. It's so this is a this is CBSN, and it's something I'm using more and more of, and you find these kind of little nuggets like this. So let's continue with Major Garrett here. He's going to wrap it up and talking about what happened yesterday.
Major, finally, I guess this just brings, what you just said brings an interesting question to my mind. Given the fact that we talked about how experienced Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are on the Hill, a part of me wonders if there wasn't a little bit of grandstanding here from the Democrats, because we never saw this, as you pointed out, we've never seen this, but even when Republicans were completely against President Obama's agenda, whether it was related to health care or immigration, and they would sit in that Oval Office and you could see those tight smiles on their faces. They never contradicted him in public like that before the cameras. Right. And I just think, I wonder to myself, given what they know about how things work in Washington, D.C., was this some sort of a signal to their supporters, to the numerous Democrats who've been elected to Congress in this, what some are calling this blue wave? What's your take on that?
Sure, and one thing that's important to understand about politics, particularly at the higher levels, is grandstanding can be a tactic. Grandstanding is not always, or even more often than not, an empty gesture. Sometimes grandstanding, meaning you're making a political point and you're sort of doing it in a slightly over-the-top way to make sure that point gets across. You're sort of larger than life, larger than you need to be in that moment to make an impression. To make an impression on the person you're talking to, make an impression on those who are watching, make an impression on those who you represent. And what Democrats have learned from this president is, A, he's okay with this kind of confrontation. He likes it. He has an appetite for it. And if you're going to challenge him, and if you're going to take up your legislative agenda aggressively, you have to meet his aggression face to face and equally. Be respectful of the office, be respectful of the president, but take your agenda aggressively to him face to face, even if you'd rather not. And clearly, Nancy Pelosi said a couple of times, I'd rather not be doing this. But guess what? The cameras are there. If you shrink away, it appears that you're of either, if not abandoning your agenda, giving it less credence than the president is giving his. And Democrats have learned, you've got to meet him measure for measure, verb for verb, adjective for adjective, directness with directness. Because if you don't, your supporters will perceive some measure of weakness. And if Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want to convey anything to this president or this White House at this particular stage of this transition from one Congress going out to a new one led by a House Democratic majority coming in, Democrats want to be aggressive, want to represent their agenda, and don't mind doing so in public.
I think that when he's, meet verb for verb type thing, and that the tactic part, I think that's exactly the world that Trump lives in. And he wants to have the confrontation. He wants to see that they're going to try to be blocking him at every step they can and make them the issue. I think that is the setup for 2020. Going to make them the issue. He wants Nancy Pelosi right there. He knows how unpopular she is. And the more she kind of comes across like that, like a know-it-all, and you don't have the votes, particularly if he can prove her wrong. If he can prove her wrong, that will be a major win for him. And if he's got the votes, he definitely needs to go do it. So let's kind of get into the wall itself and kind of some people talking about it. National Border Patrol Council President, he's going to talk about this desktop.
President Trump educates Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer about border security during an open door and very heated Oval Office meeting.
We need border security. The wall is a part of border security. You can't have very good border security without the wall.
That's
no.
Specifically not true. That is a political promise. Border security is a way to effectively honor our responsibility.
And the experts say you can do border security without a wall, which is wasteful and doesn't solve the problem.
It totally solves the problem.
Do we need a wall or not? I want to ask somebody who sees these issues firsthand, the Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council, Art Del Cueto. Art, so who's right?
President Trump is right. I mean, what can I say? He's spoken to the members of the National Border Patrol Council. We've gone back and forth. We've explained what the needs are. To be honest, it's very frustrating to see some of these individuals. I heard Nancy Pelosi say that it was a political thing for President Trump. I can assure you it's not. In fact, I would put the shoe on the other individual and say it is more political for those individuals. And it's frustrating to see them pondering to their political needs at the price of putting security of Americans in harm's way.
And those are the people that know when he should have challenged him on that. When Chuck Schumer said, specialists in this field say a wall doesn't work. And what gets confused is they're still back on the coast, border-to-border, 2,000-mile wall, and that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about wall in critical locations, technology in other locations, and just regular fencing in some locations where there's just nothing out there. You would have to, and you would find the person going to that area way in advance by tracking them, to see that they're heading in that direction. Because it's just, I've been there. There's some places where it's just pure desert that's out there. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We'll be back after this quick break.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Tammy, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Ah, very funny. At Preble Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does?
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. Hard time for President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen.
Cohen has been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison. Concurrent to that, 2 months for lying to Congress. He'll be on supervised release afterwards for 3 years. The crimes he's being punished for include hush money payments ordered, prosecutors say, by then-candidate Donald Trump.
Fox's Gernal Scott, Cohen blaming blind loyalty to the president for his actions. French police searching for the man accused of opening fire at a Christmas market in Strasbourg, killing two people.
A prosecutor declaring this a terrorist attack, saying witnesses report hearing the gunman shout Allahu Akbar, God is great in Arabic. The suspect has been identified as Sharif Chekat, a 29-year-old with a sick police record who'd been flagged as a possible extremist.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. We have a good weather day underway with sunshine filtering through a lot of high cloudiness, a little warmer than yesterday with a high temperature up to about 59. Not bad for a December day. Tonight, mostly cloudy, not as cold, overnight low 42. Tomorrow, high temperature 61, a cloudy day, breezy, chance of an afternoon shower. And then Thursday night into Friday, windy, showers become likely, maybe a couple of thunderstorms as well. 53 the low Thursday night, 59 the high on Friday. Then on Saturday, I've got the rain chances at 20% at best, with partly sunny skies and a high temperature 57, so pretty good for outdoor activities. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Blue Water Chief Meteorologist Rich Thomas, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah. 272-9228, that's where we are. Don't forget, Sweet Creek Farm Market to any caller, and we're going to be doing the Fresh Market gift basket drawing in just a moment. Ah, okay. That's easy. Let's listen to the second cut here.
And not just even Americans, but it's these liberal policies of border security that has caused a lot of these individuals to continue the trek to our southern border, putting children and women in the hands of cartel members. So if they're going to turn around and attack the president and say, hey, it's your fault for this, or it's your fault you want the shutdown, then they need to assume responsibility that it's their fault when there's a crime committed in the United States by an illegal alien that enters our country. It's their fault when these women and children are put in the place in the hands of the cartel members.
Art, when you watched that fiery exchange inside the Oval Office, what was your assessment?
You know, it was frustrating because having spoken to the president before and explained the needs that we have down here on the southern border, I grew up down here my entire life. And I can tell you, if Nancy Pelosi or if Chuck Schumer want to see the dangers, you know what? You got an open invitation. But come on down here and see. At least exchange, ideas with us, because they haven't spoken to members of the National Border Patrol Council.
This guy's really good. He's owned Fox an awful lot. You have the Tom Holman and this guy who are kind of the two centerpieces here. So let's weigh on this out, and then we'll do the drawing for the Fresh Market Gift Basket.
By the way, the numbers are through the roof. The border apprehensions in 2018 are up 30%. They're just shy of 400,000. So apprehensions in 2018 are 107,000 families plus, and with 50,000 unaccompanied minors. Why do people think that this is not an issue, that this is politics? You know what reminds me of politics? When you have Democrats on the record, on camera, saying the same thing President Trump is saying, but because President Trump is saying it, they don't agree. Put Senator Schumer in 2009, his words exactly what President Trump says in 2018.
They're blinded by their anger towards one person, and that blindness has led them to not care about the American public. That's the reality.
Right, and just quick thing, the president has budged. He has set a solid wall all the way through. You guys have won him over. There are certain areas you don't need anything, and there's certain areas you need a fence because you want to see through. Other areas need a solid wall, so he has shown flexibility.
It has been proven that the areas where you put a better wall, a better security on these borders, it detains a lot of the individuals crossing. And once again, I'll say it. If these politicians want to, you know, sit there and say that they don't want the wall or say that, you know, that it's a waste of money, then every time an American citizen dies, it's on their heads, it's on their hands. And every time that one of these individuals trying to cross into this country illegally is it put in harm's way at the hands of the cartels, that is also on them.
This guy's good. I like the way he's taking the approach. Is push it back on him. Push it back on him. And I could see Trump doing some national advertising type things by some third-party group that's kind of talking about this and phrasing it a little bit better. It certainly is going to work in some certain key states, Ohio, Iowa, Florida, places like that. Let's do the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card.
Let's do this thing.
And the winner is...
Penny.
Penny, my dear, you are the winner of the $50 gift card from Fresh Market. You need to hit me up at 272-9228, and we'll get you taken care of. Matter of fact, I'm going to be going to Fresh Market right after the show, and if you're available, I'll give you your gift card then. So let's stay with this. I thought that phone would have been like lit up like immediately with Penny.
We got a little bit of a delay here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we got like 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah. We're a 20-second delay?
Oh, yeah.
For all the bad words people say?
Oh, yeah.
So Mike Pompeo, he's going to be weighing in on Bota. Let's listen in.
Yeah, I know you're in contact as we switch over to immigration with the new president of Mexico, and I know you're going to be heading there shortly. What is their role, do you think, on their southern border to protect our southern border? Do you see that? Do they see an urgency now that perhaps they haven't sensed before?
The incoming administration's been great. They've now been in power for less than 2 weeks, but our conversations about how it is we control traffic flow into Mexico along their southern border from Guatemala, from Honduras.
What we saw was a joke. They let rocks dissuade them from stopping caravans.
We have to control that border that is ours, and they have to control that border that is theirs. And we're happy to support them. We're happy to try and do the things we can do to help them. But this is a real national security issue for the United States of America, so it shouldn't surprise you that the State Department is involved in trying to make sure that we do what the president has said, which is to have control. Sure. Over our southern border.
Well, the president yesterday, I'm sure you saw the president's contentious meeting in the Oval Office with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. They said we don't need the wall. The president said, I'm willing to shut down the government over this wall thing. What do you say? You used to be in Congress.
Yeah. The Democrats have been all over on this issue when I was a member of Congress. Now I try to step away from the domestic U.S. politics, but this much is sure. We have to have the capacity to control entry into our country everywhere through our airports and ports, but most importantly today at the southern border, and a wall is a vital component
of that. Nancy Pelosi said yesterday we don't need it. Experts say we don't need it.
We should build it out. We should do all the things we need to do to control the flow of people into our country in a way that is lawful only.
Well, let's go to the phones and let's go to Penny, the winner at the $50 gift card from Fresh Market.
Yay. Hi, Dan.
Congratulations, Penny.
Thank you.
Now, I can, you said you have been to Fresh Market or have not?
I have not.
Oh, my dear, you're in love with you. You know where it is first.
I just heard it on the, I heard you say it, talking about it. So, going toward, what is it, Pike Road?
No, no, that's Sweet Creek Farm Market. This is Fresh Market.
Fresh Market. Oh, okay. No, where is it?
It is on the corner, it's on Perry Hill Road, where Carmichael Road and Perry Hill Road join.
Are
you
okay.
Are you familiar with that?
I am.
Are you very far from that?
Actually, yes. I'm downtown right now at one of my clinics.
Ah, okay. So, but you can get away now.
I can try to, yes.
Well, I don't want to put any pressure on you, my dear, but I can... when do you normally get off?
Probably about 4-ish.
Okay. Maybe I can loop back around. I've got your number. I'm going to text you, but I'm going to text you so you'll have my number. And
sure.
If you can get off early and meet me there, I will be there, you know, a little right after 3. If not, I can maybe loop back around and meet you there when you get off work. But I'll text you, okay?
Yeah, you're going to be there a little after 3?
Correct.
Perry Hill Road in Carmichael?
Right, okay. At Fresh Market.
Fresh Market, gotcha. I might can swing that.
If you can, be great, and I'll take you on a tour.
Okay.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Like a plan.
Thank you,
See
Penny.
You around 3-ish. Thanks, Dan.
Bye-bye. She's going to be a happy camper.
Indeed. That's a nice gift card for a nice place.
That is a nice gift card for a nice place. And they got those steakers on sale out here. That's the really good part about it. So Mike Pompeo is carrying the lines and the water. Now, he's talking about that Mexico needs to defend their southern border, and we need to defend our southern border, and he is working with Mexico. You know that the migrants that came up here, you know what they said they would do? If the United States will give them $50,000 each, they'll go home.
All right.
How about that?
Wow.
That's $150 million for 3,000 of them.
Yeah, and it adds up quick. Certainly does.
That is absolutely amazing. That
can we start a little caravan to like D.C.? Be like, I'll go home if you give me 50 grand.
I'd get in that caravan.
And I don't want it out of the tax. I don't want it out of the national treasury. I want it out of your pocket, Pelosi, your private account.
I love it. So Pompeo is going to be talking about the southern border and then the relationship with Mexico.
Mr. Secretary, there's no doubt about it. If most of the people coming here illegally are not Mexicans, OTMs. So if Mexico sees the same problem, is there a chance they'll pay for this wall? Have you had initial conversations about this?
So we're working in the State Department on lots of issues not directly related to the wall. There are lots of things the Mexican government can do to discourage this transit from these three Northern Triangle countries. And I think back to my time in Kansas. There's a big highway that runs out of Mexico. We used to have a lot of illegal traffic come up that very highway. There are many components to this. A border wall and a security system is certainly one of them. But frankly, the most important thing we can do is turn off the flow from those three countries and reduce the risk to our Customs and Border Patrol agents, our ICE agents, the men and women who are tasked with apprehending these folks who have transited into our country illegally.
You know, that's the highway that they were using that was kind of like that. If you got on that highway, you could use, you went faster through customs and
sure,
all that.
Sure, right.
So that I thought that was an interesting part of it and kind of a foundation in it. Let me see. Mike Pompeo, we're going to get back on the wall thing. Well, let's do this. Let's do Jim Jordan talking about the wall.
When the president said to Senator Schumer, I'll gladly take that mantle, I think what he was saying is I'll gladly and proudly take the mantle of doing what we told the voters we were going to do, which is build a border security wall.
If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay.
And I'm going to shut it down for border
security. But we
believe
you. This temper tantrum that he seems to throw will not get him his wall. And it'll hurt a lot of people because he will cause a shutdown.
He says, oh, we can pass it in the House, his bill right now in the House. He does not have the votes in the House to pass whatever his agenda is with that wall in it.
So the rhetoric now heating up. You watch it. The deadline to avoid a partial government shutdown only 9 days away. With me now, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan. Partial shutdown. Maybe it happens. Maybe it doesn't. What do you think of where it stands today?
The president, I think, was clear. He's going to fight for what he told the American people he was going to do when they elected him in 2016. It's probably the single biggest promise we made the voters in that election. So let's stand firm and get it done. And I do think Nancy Pelosi is wrong. I do think there are the votes in the House. House Republicans to pass the $5 billion for the border security wall, and we should do it as soon as possible.
So that's sitting in committee, and Jim Jordan, he's saying exactly what I was saying, is that let's get it done, because that will do more to make Nancy Pelosi look bad out of this whole thing. And let me tell you, her ratings are so negative out here. Picking a fight with Nancy Pelosi isn't a bad thing. Let's continue on with Jim Jordan talking about the wall.
That's a very important point. Will the House Republicans pass it and hand it off to the Senate? Because at that point, you would have the debate cornered, would you not?
Well, we need to have the debate. That's the fundamental question. We can't just say, oh, well, we don't think they're the votes. You got this crazy 60-vote rule in the Senate, so we're just going to forfeit, not even engage in the debate, not even try. We have to try. We have to have the debate. I think if we stand firm, we can get it done. After all, this is what the president's proposing is just common sense. We need a border security wall. We need to reform our asylum laws. It's obvious. This whole caravan issue has highlighted that and underscored that. So let's just do what is good common sense policy. And there's only one vehicle left to get it done. You got to jump on the train that's going to go all the way to the station. And that train is the appropriation bill, the funding bill. So the president has said, we're going to put it on that bill. He's going to stand firm. And that is exactly the right thing to do.
News 93.1 FM, that is exactly the right thing to do. We're going to be back right after this.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Final segment, boys and girls. You want to get your shots in, you better call. Okay, let's continue on with Jim Jordan, Congressman Jim Jordan. And he just said he's going to put in the appropriations bill and then see if they got enough votes on it. I can't imagine that Republicans wouldn't vote for that, would not vote for it, since it's an appropriations bill. And that would be a smart move on their part. I guess I should contact Mo Brooks or someone to kind of see how that's going, because they're on a short fuse. Let's listen in.
Here is Lindsey Graham dipping back in the history. He said the following. Watch.
Here's what's so hypocritical. In February of this year, 44 Democrats, including Schumer, voted for a bill that had $25 billion for a wall. In 2013, Schumer helped create a bill that I was part of that had $8 billion for a wall, $42 billion for securing the border in other ways. So they're just, they want Trump to lose more than they want the country to win.
What do you think of that, sir? He went on to say, I'm going to stick by the president. He talked about liberal arrogance. I've had enough of it. Take it on, yep. Stare it down, see what happens.
Yeah, exactly right. Senator Graham is right on target. Remember, they used to be for actually common sense policy, building a border security wall, getting control of our southern border. Now they're for open borders. Now they're for abolishing ICE. And remember, their leader of their party in 2016, Secretary Clinton, she talked about a borderless hemisphere. So they have changed. And a lot of it is about just what Senator Graham said. They're just against anything the president is for. But here's the important thing. The American people are for this. This makes good common sense. So let's put it on the bill. Let's send it to the Senate. Let's have the debate. And in the end, let's win.
Let's go to the phones and go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
You told me I'd get it in the last minute. I have to get it in. Hey, one first thing is, when has it been so hard to do the right thing?
When is politically advantageous not to do the right thing?
Boy, that's not what made my father and my mother taught me when I lived at home.
Oh,
doing the right thing.
Yeah, do the right thing.
Do the right thing, and you don't have to get a college degree or anything. Just School of Hard Knocks on the street will tell you, and your parents telling you what the right thing. Because it's clearly, my dad used to tell me, don't use the word maybe in our house. It's yes or no, because there's no gray. It's either yes or no. I don't want to hear maybe. He was hardcore.
Okay.
And another thing is that I want to mention, I am so proud. Who's that? The guy that what's his name that ran against Trump? Who's been standing up lately? South Carolina.
Oh, Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham. Man, where has he grown a pair of cahoonies?
He has, and I tell you what, he grew them right after John McCain died.
Man,
he became so independent, and he is so spot on right now.
He is. I mean, everywhere he stands, man, I'm just like, man, where was he during the presidential election on that? Oh, my God, Trump needs to find a place for that man.
Well, the place he wants him is right in the Judicial Committee as chair. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And what's up with Chuck Schumer? He wouldn't even look at the eye of the president. He looked like my five-year-old nephew when he didn't get what he wanted, and he was going to hold his breath until he got what he wanted. What was up with that?
I don't know. There was a... You know, we almost need a body language expert to kind of tell us what was going on in there because of the way he was just looking straight ahead. He would not turn over
yeah.
and gaze the president at all.
I mean, first of all, it's disrespectful to the president. It's disrespectful for being a man and look a person in the eye when you talk to them. And if that had been swapped around and had been President Obama, I guarantee there would have been a racial card been played on that.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, it's just got to the point. Wah, wah, wah. I was like, shut up, Chuck. And I tell you, I got to give props to the president because I would have backhanded both of them, put them in the corner, and put a dunce cap on them. Like little kids. I don't get what they really showed their party. If we don't get what we want, we're not going to come. We're not going to listen to you. We're going to hold our breath. We're going to, not even look at you. I mean, they look so childish. And what did he say? I remember when I was in the Air Force, I was 6 months without pay thanks to the Democrats called Jimmy Carter. You remember that?
I do.
All right, so the Democrats better not be playing that card about, holding, not paying the government. How broad is this going to be, Dan?
It's not going to really be that broad because several spending bills have already gone through it.
And so that's not going to affect our defense?
I believe the defense appropriation bill has already been passed.
That's what I thought, and I've been heard from my friends of mine in the military. They told me that's been signed. Well, I'll tell you one thing. What did he say to Chuck? He said, Chuck, since you've been in political office, your party's done what, 22 times? Shut the government down?
I don't remember Trump saying that, but I'll go.
I remember. He looked at him. He's like, well, it's on you, Mr. Trump. And then he turned around. He looked at him. And he reminded me of Tucker. He had his research done. He goes, oh. And he says, yeah, you've shut the government 22 times down since you've been in office, so, hey. But he was so, it showed a lot of restraint, I think, our president did.
Well, it showed a lot of moxie, because what he did is this is what a big chunk of America wants to have happen. They need to be doing things for the right reason. It doesn't look like they're doing it for the right reason. I think right now Trump is a net gain out of this.
Oh, absolutely. I talked to a bunch of friends during lunchtime. Some strangers that were around and they were talking politics, and they totally, and you know who, it was majority, 70% of the are women, and they all got Trump's back.
That's good, because he needs the female vote was part of the problem in the midterm elections. Well, so, Jamal, I got to go, buddy.
All right,
guys. Have a good one. Charles, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, guys, good to get in on the last bit of the story today. Listen, I was listening for President Trump to say two words yesterday. You two are fired.
You're fired, exactly.
Yeah, but, and one other thing, I think he won out yesterday. The not eye contact with the president, that's being disrespectful. It's also a sense of insecurity, you know. And I think he didn't have the wherewithal to look him straight in the eyes and tell him he disagreed. And to hear these people, one week they're for something, next week they're against something, and they could give a hoot about the safety of this nation and the public. And listen, but if you ever wanted to play a song for Nancy Pelosi, it would probably be The Devil with the Blue Dress On. But listen, you guys have a great day. Enjoy your show, and God bless y'all, man.
Thank you, Charles. I appreciate the kind words. Another part of what happened out of this, and it happened all during the campaign, is the media ran this story that they thought their viewers were going to see this and not like it, not like Trump.
Right, this is a gaffe by Trump.
And what it's going to turn out is just like when he says fake media, fake news, and all this kind of stuff, he's actually talking to middle America. And I think middle America liked this. And that, I think that was one reason where Major Garrett was saying what he was saying and that it was working so well for him. Joey, guess what? We ran out of show again.
Yeah, another good one, though.
And this we got aces this week, haven't we?
Well, we've got two more days to screw it up.
Yeah, we have some more days to mess this up. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.
Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News. I'm Steve Rappaport. No comment yet from President Trump after a federal judge sentenced his former attorney.
Michael Cohen said it was his blind loyalty to Donald Trump that led to his three-year sentence today. In courtroom comments, Judge William Pauley III said Cohen at some point lost his moral compass and that his decision to admit guilt